Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train, let's ride. I've got another story for you. One day, about 15 years ago, I was sitting on a rock by the road. I was far out in the country and all alone. I had a blue hat in my hands. I was turning it around and around, just playing with the hat, waiting, listening for car engines. I thought to myself, when I hear the sound of an engine, I'm going to get off this rock and look for the car that's making the sound. Then I'm going to hold up this blue hat and wave it around to try to get the car to stop. Because you see, I needed help. Not only did I need help, but Happy needed help. Happy was the name of my horse. You see, I had been riding Happy, my horse, over a long distance. I'd been riding for almost a month by then. But that day, all of a sudden, Happy got very sick. She was lying on the ground. I don't know what happened to her. She was strong and fast up to then. She could run and run and run and never get tired. What's more, it was a nice, cool day. It wasn't raining. It was a perfect day for riding. But Happy had been walking very slowly. All day, very slowly, until she wouldn't take another step. She stopped right there by that rock I was sitting on and got down on the ground. We were really far out in the country. Not a single car had passed us all day long. Will someone ever come to help us? I thought. Surely someone has to come down this road sometime, I thought. It has to happen soon. I put my hand on Happy's body. She was breathing, and her eyes were open. But she was lying on her side, on the ground. I touched her face, which felt cool. I tried to give her some water, but she didn't want to drink. I built a small fire and took some coffee out of one of the bags that Happy carried. I made myself a cup of coffee and listened for cars. Just as I took my first sip, I heard the sound of an engine. It was still far away. I jumped up, and some coffee spilled out of my cup onto my pants. I looked left, and I looked right. Ah, yes, there it was. I could see a bus coming from far down the road. A bus wasn't very likely to stop, I thought, but I had to try. I jumped up and down, waving my blue hat in the air. And the bus did stop, just a little way ahead of me. I ran up to the doors of the bus. The doors opened, and the bus driver asked me what the problem was. I said, my horse is sick, and I need a ride to the closest town with a veterinarian. The bus driver looked behind him at the passengers for a moment. Then he said, "You might think you are unlucky because your horse is sick. But in fact, you are a little bit lucky too. This bus is full of veterinarians from Poland who have come to visit the United States." The bus driver turned around and said something in Polish to everyone on the bus. He parked the bus carefully on the side of the road, turned off the engine, and several passengers came out. One of the passengers was a bald man with thick, almost opaque glasses. He said hello to me. There was also a very small woman who seemed as light as an angel. But everybody else was more interested in Happy than in me. Happy is my horse's name, in case you forgot. They gathered around the horse, saying a lot of things in Polish that I could not understand. Some people were rubbing Happy's belly with their hands. Some were rubbing her face very gently. Some looked inside her mouth and eyes. They managed to get Happy back on her feet. Once she was on her feet, three of them rubbed her in such a way that she vomited a lot of green stuff. It was probably green because there was a lot of grass in it. I saw the life come back into Happy's eyes. I felt so much relief and thankfulness, just a wave of relief. The veterinarians started going back into the bus. But the bald man, who had said hello to me, came up to me and told me, "Nice blue hat." I offered the nice blue hat to him. "Please take it. It's my way of saying thank you," I said. He smiled and put the blue hat on his bald head. "You're welcome," he said, and got back on the bus. And the bus drove off, honking its horn twice. Pop, pop. I walked beside Happy until sundown, when we stopped for the night. I still don't know what was wrong with her that day, but she hasn't ever gotten sick again. She's a bit older now, but still alive. She lives with a friend of mine. A few years later, I went on a trip to Poland. Everywhere I went, I looked for someone wearing a blue hat. I never did see one quite like my old blue hat, but I felt at home there, in a way, after that experience on the side of the road. That's all for this time, friends. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you again on the next Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.